Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Session right now, doing a little Zoom conference call with Old Dirty Buzzard, a new project featuring some people that you probably know from around the Northwest rock scene. It's Ben from Kings of Cavalier, Kurt from Zeke, and I guess before we go any further, why don't you introduce yourself, tell us what you do in the band, and where you are living these days, I guess. I don't know. So, something.
Well, I'm Ben Still. I play drums, and I live on Capitol Hill. Right on. And then you go.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I'm Kurt, and I play bass, and I sing. Well, scream.
Yeah, I'm Earl, and I play the guitar. I'm Earl Cole, and I live in Arlington, Washington, way out in the sticks. And,
okay.
Yeah. Play guitar for Old Dirty Buzz.
Right on. So, so Earl, you come down to Seattle for practice pretty often?
Oh, no. I come up to Arlington for practice.
All right, then. All right. Right on. So, yeah, you guys, why don't we give kind of the resume from you guys? Obviously, you guys have long resumes as far as the bands you've been in. Ben, why don't you start, and then let's go around the room. Tell us all the past and concurrent projects you're working on.
Sure. Well, I started out in a band called a little three-piece called Stereo Upstairs, which is mm-hmm. how I met Kurt Jr.
Yeah.
And then we started Kings of Cavalier with Ian and Reed, mm-hmm. and that's how I met Kurt Sr., who I'm in a band with now.
Yeah.
Old Dirty Buzzard.
And Kurt, what about you, man?
Oh, God. Well, I've been in bands for 40 years, I guess.
Holy terror.
I've been in speed metal bands in L.A.
Yeah.
Steel and Holy Terror.
Yep.
And I played an early rendition of Zeke, and then I played in a band called the Load Levelers. I don't know. I've been in a bunch of bands. And basically, Ben was the drummer for my kids' band, and everybody started dying off, frankly, you know, at old age. And so we got Ben to play with us, and Earl's just an old antique out here in Arlington.
Earl, what about you, man? Have you been in prior bands before Old Dirty Buzzards? Buzzard?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Down in Texas and then up here, there was a couple of, in the really early 90s, there was a band called Black Rain, and then I was in a band called Skin.
Okay.
And then those things kind of fizzled out, and I was like, I'm going to just be a hermit for a while. So I moved to the country and
there
became
you go.
A buzzard.
Yeah, the true Old Dirty Buzzard.
So are you kind of the theme of the band? Is everything based around you? Are you kind of the mascot?
You know, it didn't start out that way, but he just embodies an Old Dirty Buzzard, so it kind of just worked out that way.
It's the nose, man.
Nice, nice.
It's the nose, excuse me.
So is this a band? So this is, you guys are relatively new, and Ben, full disclosure, the first time I heard about you guys is when Ben just sent me a blind Facebook message like, hey, dude, what's going on? Long time no see. And he sent me the record and his badass stuff. So you guys, did you guys meet up during like quarantine? Did this band start during the last 6 months of this weird timeline of 2020?
The band started about, I guess about 2 years ago in January with a different guy, this guy Joe, who's been in a couple of different bands as a drummer. And it, for one, whatever reason, we needed to get a guy that could make it, you know, regularly job wise and stuff. And so Ben was launched when the Kings of Cavill sort of ended.
Mm-hmm.
Within a couple of 3 weeks, I hit up Ben, and then once we got him, we started moving forward. So it's not quite 2 years, maybe about a year and a half, I guess.
Yeah, I joined in August.
Oh, cool.
Basically, Kings played our last show in like late July,
mm-hmm.
and then about 3 weeks later, Kurt hit me up to see if I wanted to play. And that was last August, and it's actually crazy. The first we recorded four of these songs on the album back in like February, and we were supposed to go in and record the last four in April, but then the shutdown happened. So we were just basically delayed, and we actually didn't practice for like 2 months, and then we kind of got back together and started working on the tunes again, and were able to get in to record with Jack a couple months ago, and then
nice.
We just put the new album out like 2 weeks ago. So, you know, it kind of worked out because we ended up being able to practice the last four a little bit more, and they turned out probably a lot better than if we recorded in April.
Fair enough. I like that. Okay, put the finishing touches and kind of like, you know, kind of round things out a little bit, make them a little bit better for the record. That's cool.
Yeah.
So how did you guys handle everything in the last few months of the year? How have you guys been able to stay sane? And also, how have you guys been able to stay safe? Have you guys all been working, or have you, you know, had to, you know, be laid off or anything like that? It was a while where I didn't have a job for anything. So how have you guys been handling it and staying safe and sane?
Well, I can tell you, this is Earl, and I can tell you, I was laid off in December before the pandemic because the aircraft industry was going down.
Yeah.
So a lot of outsourcing going on. And so, yeah, it was pretty easy. I don't know, to make that crossover into unemployment for a while, and that kind of sucked.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that was pretty tough. But then we were doing some gigs and stuff, and it was, you know, kicking for about four gigs. And then, of course, the shutdown happened, and we were all going, well, now we're locked down.
Right.
We're in the middle of recording stuff, you know, so that's kind of frustrating. We were calling each other, and it's like, oh, son of a, you know, so we got to wait, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So after a couple of months, when we got back together, we just kind of hit the ground running the same way, writing and stuff that, you know, and just and practicing the tunes, getting ready to go for the second half of the studio stuff, which had a little gap in there. So, yeah, it was pretty frustrating. But, you know, and I feel for all the bands out there that whether they survive as well as the clubs, I feel really bad for everybody. You know, hopefully everybody gets strong and gets through it, you know.
I bet that felt really nice that first time you guys were able to meet back up, have a beer, and go through your songs and kind of, you know, kind of dust off the cobwebs.
Well, it was great for me because my job never got shut down because we were deemed essential and stuff.
Okay.
So essentially for 2 months, I got up, went to work, came home for the first time, you know, consecutively. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe people just do this. And that was the worst part for me, having no outlet of music mm-hmm. and practice and
yep.
like brotherhood, just every day exactly the same. So when we started practicing again, it was just like, thank God. And that was like early June, we got back to practicing. And it was just, after that, I was like.
Yeah, we didn't go back to practice until, till they open back up everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've got five kids that have been home since last St. Patrick's Day. So we do Zoom calls for school every day.
Yeah.
Kurt,
yeah.
And we practice at my house, and I live out in the country in the woods. And so there's always lots of stuff to do, build hot rods and weld.
Nice.
Blow crap up, you know? So that part's pretty good, but I really, the kids are it's a struggle for the young kids, you mm-hmm. know, just in general, probably worse than bands, you know, as far as just dealing with stuff on a day-to-day basis. So that part's sort of tough, but you know, being in bands and being in working bands and on the road a lot in the last few years and Zeke stuff, for me, it was just part of the same dead time process that goes along with being in a band. So, I mean, 2 months off is like nothing for in this business. So, anyway.
Well, it sucks for me, Kurt.
I know. Ben was really upset. I didn't answer my phone either. I was like, I'm going to take this time. I'm going to take this time to go back to the set.
That's
back
true.
When we didn't have, if you called my phone, and there's no phone machine or nothing, if you just call back.
That's true. Yeah, I couldn't get a hold of Kurt for like 2 months. I was like, is he mad at me? Like,
well, you tested positive
that's
for that.
That's true. That is.
You did.
Stop that, cursing.
That was the scariest thing. This is Earl, by the way. That was one of the weirdest things that I remember. I think it was the last practice before.
It was back in March.
Anyway, it was a practice. We had a practice on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then in our little break midway through the practice, Ben goes, well, had a coworker come up, positive.
No, he just came tested. In. He came in sick. He came in sick.
Anyway, he got tested, and then Ben got tested. Then the next week, a couple of days into the next week, I text Ben, "Are you okay?" And he said he tested positive.
Oh, we're no!
Like, nothing ever happened.
Yeah,
not our drummer.
Yeah,
that's gotta be the worst, man.
Yeah.
So tell me about that, Ben. What was that? Did you get many of the hard symptoms, or did it? Was it pretty?
Well, that's the thing. So it was like, it was before the shutdown happened. Mm-hmm. It was my girlfriend. She was planning on going into surgery.
Yeah.
So she was super paranoid about like the COVID stuff. So mm-hmm. to be safe, I got a COVID test, and I was like, nah, there's no way that it's going to come back positive, and it did. So I quarantined myself for 2 weeks. And had zero symptoms. Like, huh. I think the only thing that I had was like loss of taste and smell for like a little bit.
All right.
But it was one of those, the worst part about it, and I think, everybody can relate, is if you have like, a tickle in your throat or something, you're like, oh, is that COVID? Is
I'm
it starting?
Die.
Is
yeah,
it,
exactly.
Am I getting sick?
Yeah.
And then, or like, oh, I can't breathe. And then you take a deep breath and you're like, oh, it's fine. So I essentially just stayed at 2 weeks for no reason. And then after that, that's why when Kurt wouldn't answer any of our phone calls, I'm like, oh no, did I get Kurt, the Colfelt COVID? Like,
yeah, we're actually in the background laughing, trying not to laugh, but yeah, it was a scary false positive, I believe.
It might have been. It was really, really early on in the testing, so yeah. It could have been a false positive.
Huh.
Or asymptomatic, or whatever it is.
Well, either way, it's not a good thing to get back from the doctor. Either way, so. But I'm glad you're okay, man. I'm glad all you guys are okay.
Scared, we're around me. Typhoid Ben.
Yeah, I am now Typhoid nicknamed Mary. By Earl, Virus Boy.
Wow.
Yeah. And it does get old. He doesn't think it does, but it does get old.
Like the tune Island Girl, Virus.
How sensitive
boy.
And thoughtful you guys are.
Yeah, they're the best.
Yeah.
They're just the best.
So again,
no, we love Ben. We love Ben a lot, and it's like that was a scary. It was actually a very scary moment.
Yeah,
I think
totally
definitely for Ben and his family, but for us as well, because we're all family.
Plus, we need a drummer.
Yeah.
We don't want to go through that shit again.
Right.
Oh man.
So again, I'm talking with Old Dirty Buzzard, and this is Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. We're going to go into a couple songs from the new record that we were talking about. Is there anything you guys want to say about these songs before we jump in?
Kurt?
No, I don't know. I turn it up, I guess.
Turn it up.
All right.
Crack a beer, smoke a bowl, enjoy it.
All of the above. Let the music speak for itself. Turn it up. We're talking with Old Dirty Buzzard. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions. It's Loud and Local Stay Home Session talking with Old Dirty Buzzard. Three piece up in Arlington right now, out in the boondocks, hanging out, playing some rock and roll. And it's good to get you guys on the call. I'm stoked to there's new music happening, even in this weird time where no shows are happening. Bands are still kind of like brewing. And I feel like once things open back up, there's going to be a strong scene again, and so many people are going to be just like itching to go to these shows. I feel like there's going to be like a new renaissance.
Oh, you bet, man. That's perfectly put. Exactly. You know, because I know there's a lot of, you know, everybody's really incubating right now, the mm-hmm. bands that are staying together, and hopefully, you know, we'll have clubs, you know, some of the most, you know, normal clubs that we were all used to playing and stuff like that still be open. You know, it's pretty rough on them right now, and it's rough on the fellow bands mm-hmm. as well. But yeah, the way you put it, yeah, I would hope it's that way. We are definitely working and writing our asses off for the next batch, the next album, basically. So, you know, we're gonna keep going matter what.
Well, yeah, we might actually get like sold out Tuesdays after this thing is opened up, because everybody right? wants to just run to some shows.
We'll have to co-op on the karaoke, though. We'll have to co-op on the karaoke. Then I'm going to put together.
Yeah.
Hong Kong.
I'm itching to play and just to go support my, you know, fellow bands out there. You know, hell I miss yeah. seeing shows.
Hell yeah.
I'm hoping it's the end of time.
Yeah, that's true. Kurt wrote The Reckoning, which is about the end of time, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're going to get to that song in a little bit, but so the songs that you heard, what's the best way that can help you guys, to support you guys? If you dig the songs and you want to, you know, either buy the CD or just stream them, or what's the best way to that could help you guys to check the record out?
PayPal me money.
PayPal Kurt money. Yeah. Off air. Yeah. So we're on pretty much everything. We're on Spotify, if you guys you know, stream that mm-hmm. and stuff, but you know, we're on iTunes, Amazon Play, Google Play, Apple Play, all that kind of stuff. And you just have to type in Old Dirty Buzzard, so you know. Yeah,
and this is Earl here, you know, the buzzard theme, you know, one thing, we're all into birds, so. Yeah, and I'm old, so I'm going to say that if you have any homing pigeons, put some money in your butt, send them my way. I'll give you my address.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting way to pay for the record. I like it. That's the first time I've ever heard a homing pigeon.
Gets all of his money.
That's how I get my mail. I don't know.
That's amazing. So you guys, let's talk.
Basket.
Put it in their basket.
What was the
on their butt, right?
What was the original idea for the band? What was that was Earl and Kurt, right? You guys were the first two members of the band. What did you guys have in mind for what you guys wanted to jam on?
Well, I mean, you know, once you start getting those AARP things in the mail and over 50s dating club emails and stuff like that.
That's his mail.
You know, and you're jaded and burnt out old rocking dude. You know, it sort of actually explains a lot, you know. Ben's the only one that still has a memory left.
That is true. Most practices are, what was that riff we played? And I'm like, it goes like this, Kurt.
Be our mind.
Where do I put the solo on the bass line?
Huh?
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty horrible answer, Kurt. Bass.
Solo. It's really not.
Well, I know for me, when I joined, when they asked me to join, mm-hmm. Actually, the first song we played together was Long Hair Country Boy. And I just got so amped up playing just super, super loud, heavy rock and roll, like, you know, just right in my wheelhouse. Like, didn't even have to think about, you know, it's one of those bands you don't have to think about the drum parts. They just write themselves, because we just click so well together. We just gel so well that the writing process is just so easy and fun that mm-hmm. that was the best part for me. It's just at the core, unapologetic rock and roll from our souls. And it's heavy and pure.
I like it.
Dating older men.
I like dating older men. So Kurt and I are secretly dating. I know this is on the radio, but don't tell anybody.
Well, you know, people are pretty broad-minded these days.
I like it.
Go ahead and just go ahead and tell the world.
Ben is a pretty deep person.
Tell the world.
Oh, never mind.
Fair enough. I like it.
No, it's terrible.
Right on, guys. Well, my last question for y'all, and I know since you guys are quote-unquote old dirty buzzards, you guys are going to have some good stories for this one. So if we could go around the room, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
A scar on what?
A scar on your body.
Yeah, pick a scar on your body, okay. And how'd you get the scar?
Yeah,
tell them about the stairs.
I'm showing the boys this one.
Tell them about the
stairs. Shut up.
Anyway, Kurt. Okay, anyway, this is Earl, by the way. And so I'm showing these guys the web of my hand. There's a scar that runs down to the thumb bone.
Okay.
And I was in Texas, and I was cutting wood, and it was called pulp wood.
Uh-huh.
Right? And they have short trees in Texas. They're disabled tree-wise. So anyway... Boom hour. So yeah. So anyway, I was manning and snaring all these cuts of wood on this mini logging thing, man. And I'm standing on top of this pile of logs. It looks like a logging truck, like up here. But we have the big ones.
Yeah.
They have the small trees, so they have the small logging trucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on top of this pile of logs, and this guy from Bakersfield with a headband, was total hippie. He didn't know how to do the switching on the lift of mm-hmm. the crane, right?
Yeah.
So I'm up there, and it pulled me. I was holding the thing, and he shifts into the wrong gear, and he goes really fast into this pulley, and my hand gets pinched above my head, an overhead boom with a pulley on it, and the cable is just whizzing through my, I'm holding my weight trying to pull. I'm holding my legs off the thing, trying to pull my hand out of the damn cable. You know, luckily it didn't sever my thumb because it was very close. It could have.
Yeah.
I just grabbed it the right way. Yeah. And it was bloody. It was a bloody mess.
Jesus.
Cops were escorting us to the ER. And I'm like, okay, I didn't lose my thumb. So guess what? I can still hold a pick. So,
right.
That's mine.
So you can still play an instrument. Good. Good. Right on.
That's your butt.
What about you, Kurt?
Well, I have a cesarean section scar from my six children.
Interesting.
About with the LA County Jail in the old days, where I have a scar from fighting in the yard.
Good Lord.
That's a great story.
Thank you.
You painted a very good image there.
Ben, what about you, bro?
I have a scar on... I have a scar on my thumb where I was at a party with his kid, Kurt's kid.
Yeah.
And
also named
people,
Kurt. Yeah.
Where we were all drinking. Yes, also named Kurt, Kurt Jr.
They were playing hide the finger.
You're hilarious. And and so we were roughhousing, and I got tackled to the floor.
Uh-huh.
And our mutual friend Chad decided to be funny to start kicking me in the ribs. And it was light at first, where I was like, haha, this is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then he got harder to the point where he was really kicking me in the ribs. So I went to block it. And the tip of his toe on his boot hit my thumb perfectly, where it jammed it. And I fracked my thumb right underneath the nail of my left thumb.
Ugh.
And I basically, at the time, I went, screw you guys, I'm going to bed. And then woke up the next day, and it was just purple and swollen. And I went to the doctor, and I still have a scar right underneath the nail where that happened.
I have a purple swollen.
Well, thank you guys.
Had a purple swollen.
Yeah, they hurt him.
You guys, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys reminiscing on some scary stories, so thank you very much. All right.
Yeah. Well, it is October, so
exactly. So okay, one more question. What is one horror movie that you would suggest the listeners watch?
Well, there is a horror movie that I would suggest, and I've been suggesting to Earl for now like 3 months.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's kind of old.
Yeah, it is.
Hereditary is fantastic.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah,
it's on Amazon Prime, and it is.
Don't be giving any corporate.
It is. I don't believe in Amazon, but it is on Amazon Prime. Buy the DVD from whatever, but Hereditary is a ooky spooky story that I thoroughly enjoy.
Absolutely.
What? Me?
Scary movie, buddy. Go ahead.
Oh, I watched The Grudge 2 one time out here in the middle of the woods.
Uh-oh.
There's a bunch of windows and, oh my God.
Pearl.
I was going to have a heart attack, really. That's
Earls is the Wizard of Oz, surprisingly enough. He's kind of emotional.
I like it.
One of the green dudes. Now, let's see. I'll just go back to the first classic that ever scared the piss out of me would be The Exorcist. I think I was a little Boy Scout who just got back from camp. And guess what? And guess what? Guess what? You know, the scout master dude says, hey, let's, well, everybody's got to wait for their parents to pick them up. Let's watch The Exorcist. Holy moly, man.
Guys, thank you so much for the call. Thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you, Kevin.
Yeah, we're going to go into.
Stay safe and healthy, everybody.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah. Old Dirty Buzzard, check them out. Stream their record, buy their record. Carrier Pigeon. What was that? Carrier Pigeon or which way?
Send me a carrier pigeon, Earl. Right. Earl Cole. I'll text you guys. I'll put it out there, the address.
Yeah, so. You'll text the carrier pigeon.
Yeah, I'll text them too.
Yeah. That makes sense. Trust me, it makes sense.
We'll be right back. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.